Hello again. This is about nicknames and silly names I've had for some of my guide dogs and pets. And I'm replying to, I can't remember her name, Chocolate 64, is it? Oh, sorry if I've got that wrong, because I can't remember now. But I tend to be the queen of making up stupid words and names. Oh, here, I'll tell you some of them. My current guide dog, Niall, he hasn't really got a nickname, I'm surprised to say. But what I do is I make up stories about them and their characters, and the characters suit what they are. The stories I make up, I don't exactly sit and write stories, but I make up that they say this and they say that. And I do their voices, and I've got my little poodle, and he's got lots of nicknames. He's called Lammy. My husband calls him Yusuf. Inspector, that's another name. Inspector Yusuf, Tup Tup, Toof Toof. I'm just trying to think. He's had lots of names that I can't even remember now. Lama Ram Ram or something. Shamma Sham Sham. Pom Pom. You know, I can't even remember. Anyway. Then I've got my black fluffy cat whose name is Wacka Boo Boo. So he either gets called Wacka Boo Boo, NC, which stands for Nigerian cat, because I made up long before I knew my husband. He walked into my house, this cat. He wasn't even mine. And I said, I made up the story that he was an illegal Nigerian immigrant. So now I call him, me and my husband call him NC sometimes. And we also call him, what else do we call him? NC. Boo Boo. Big Chief. What else is it? Oh, sometimes I just call him Bastard. And then I've got Chantel. She hasn't really got... She's called Shant. And then there's Candice, and she gets called Reiki, Weesy, Tease-Tease. And then there's Pinky. She gets called Pinky Winky, Arinky Tinky Tinky, which is what one of the little kittens in the Aristocats sings in one of the songs. Shinky, Linky. Sometimes I just go through the alphabet going Quinky, Rinky, Tinky, Zinky, Linky, you know, like a lunatic. And when I say that, when she's gone somewhere, I say she's deshinked. It's like the equivalent of Shinky disappearing. She's deshinked. And when my husband first came to the UK, I keep my cats in a special room at night. I did it anyway, but especially since the fire, because one of them died. And I like to know where they all are at night so I could let them out if this happened again, which heaven forbid it won't. But I call him the Dishinka, because he used to put her away at night. He used to pick her up. She'd be sitting on my lap and he'd come along and swoop down and pick her up and put her away at night. But now she tends to ask to go in when it's time for to go to bed. But so I call him the big bad Dishinka, or the big black Dishinka. I say he's coming to Dishink her. My cat that died was called Dottie, and her nickname was Dotsit, or Dotsit Cover, or Dotsit Tuzza, or Taz, or Tuzza. My last dog, Nikki, was called TLP, which stood for the little pudding. Well, she wasn't fat, but she was kind of stocky. And Bitch, that was her most common nickname. I know that sounds a bit awful, but she was a bitch, if you know what I mean. She's a female dog. So I'd say Bitch, and she'd look round. She knew that was her name. And Niall I call Dum Dum, and he knows that as well. He knows that name. What other cats have I had? I used to have a cat called Scrag, and she had so many names. One day my sister and I, when we still lived at home, we wrote a whole list of them, but I can't remember. I had two cats called Tinkin and Scrag. They were both mine, and one day we wrote this sheet of paper called Nicknames for Tinkin and Scrag. And Tinkin's were Draggy Drip Lips, Ralph, Ow. My son's just stuck his nail in me. Draggy Drip Lips, Ralph. Nicknames for my cat Tinkin. His name was Tinkin Bashan, Debashan. My old cat Tinkin. What other nicknames did Tinkin have? Scrag had Bowie Baggins, Bowie, Boobag Scrag, Boobag Scrog, Tinkerbell. I can't even remember them. So many. We wrote a whole list of them. My mum and dad have got a dog called Freckles, and my dad makes up nicknames as well. He calls her Fuckles. They've got another dog called Tosh. He's a cross between a cocker spaniel and a poodle. We call him Pood. Chocolate, because he's a chocolate colour. I'm just trying to think of some of my other cats. Bowie Baggins and all that. What other names did she have? Bags. Drass, because my son Connor couldn't say her name when he was little, and he used to call her Drass. Oh, one of my other guide dogs, Star, she got called, what did we call her? Star. When I was at work, she was called Shadow, and they shortened it to Shads, because she used to follow me around. I used to get up from my desk and just go across the room, and she was behind me people used to say she was like a collie. She used to follow me right behind my heels. She always did that. And so she was Shads. One of my other friends called her Blacktail. I don't know why, because she wasn't even black. When she retired, she did something really naughty. When I left her to go up the shops one day, she went in my ex, who was my husband at the time, had been to Canada, and he brought back a load of sweets for his nieces and nephews. She went in and ate them all. She ate gummy bears, so we called her Gummy Bear after that, or Gummy. And Jube Jube, she ate them as well. We called her Jube Jube, and Peanut Crunch. We didn't call her Peanut Crunch. Or Bear. Bear we used to call her a lot of the time. My other dog, Mandy, what did we call her? Millie, because of Millie Molly Mandy. And Panto, because my sister said she had quite a big head for her body, and she said she was like a pantomime horse. She got called Panto, or Panto Head, and it got short to Panto. Millie. They all got names. I can't even remember all of them. I had a cat called Sparky. What did we call him? And Bobo. Bertie, he got called Fatball. Bertie Wertie, of course. And, Pinky's the worst. I call her Pinky Linky, Quinky, Zinky Rinky, Tink Tink Tink. She's a wonder she ever knows her name. She never gets called it. She mostly gets called Shinky. And you have to say it like this. You have to go, Shinky, Shinky. I say she's very, very, and I say to my husband, what is she? Sometimes he says it's to humour me. He goes, Shinky. Sometimes he goes, I won't even say what he says. Sometimes he says, confused. I say she's very, very, very confused. Yeah. I can't think of any more offhand. Has Lammy got any other names? Tup Tup. Pom Pom. I make up stories about them, all the things they say. I don't even go in. I'll have the men in white coats knocking on the door if I start talking about that on here. Oh, Scrag used to get called Scraggles, of course, and Baggles. And Messworm. That's another story I'm not going into on here. And, oh, what else do we call Tinkin? Sore Paws, because once he got an allergic reaction to something and all his paws swelled up, we used to call him Sore Paws. My dad always calls cats the wrong name. My mum's got cats. There's one called Truffles, and he calls him Trouble. There's another one called Prudence, and what does he call her? Squirt. He completely changes their name. And, we used to have another dog. He was called Whuppet. My dad called him Charlie. He He completely changed the... I think we get our crankiness from him, definitely, because when we were growing up, he used to make up stories about the animals and what they were saying, and me and my sister carried it on. And I met... We used to go on holiday with another couple that did the same, so I was quite pleased to find out we're not alone in this madness. But he was the instigator. My mum's quite serious. Well, she's not serious, but she's not really like that in that way. We've had other cats and dogs that have got completely different names. Some of their names are just really weird. My mum's had loads of cats because she does cat rescue work. I'm just trying to think if my dad's completely changed any other names. Probably. Oh, yeah, they've got a cat now and his name is Zippy and it's got changed to Big Boy. We used to have a cat called Big Boy. That was his real name, actually. Well, my dad calls him Big Boy and... I'm just trying to think of the others they've got of it, as he's completely changed their names. They've got Violet and Fifi. I don't think he calls them anything else. Frankie. Truffles and Tabitha. Batman. Susu. Oh, he calls Susu something else, but I can't remember what it is. I think he just calls her Susie. I think he just does it to be perverse. I don't know why. He always calls the kids the wrong names. He goes, hello, are you George? You're messing about. That one's wearing a bit thin now when they're grown up. I blame him. I blame him for it all, to be honest. Think of any others that I call my lot now, but I do call them some strange things sometimes, and as I say, I do voices for most of them. Chantelle hasn't got a voice, not really. Candice has, Shinky has, Wakaboo has, and the dogs have. I don't know why Chantelle hasn't got a voice. Oh, sometimes I call her a ronta tonta tonta when I'm calling her. I go, Chantelle, the neighbours must think I'm really mad. I go, Chantelle, Chantelle, a ronta tonta tonta. Oh, honestly, I'm officially a lunatic, I think. I think lots of people give their animals nicknames. No, I give my kids nicknames. Ronan's called Wawa. See Wawa, Ra. I think there's his main names that he gets called now. Some people used to call him Mouse, but he doesn't get called that anymore. He gets called Wawa, See Wawa, Wah, Ra. My other son gets called Coiny, Cuckoo, because that's like a derivative of Coiny. Pot, Shippy, Shippy Shoo Sha. I don't think I'm going to go any further. My husband's nickname is Divvy, and he calls me Divvy as well. We call each other Divvy. His nickname from his friends at university is Brains. I do call him Brains some of the time, or Obi. That's a shortened version of his name, of his real name. And I call him Darling or Divvy. Or my Divvy Darling, or Divvy DeVito sometimes I call him. Anyway, I'm going because we're having a takeaway tonight, and then I've got to go out for a walk for my audio mo. So I'll speak to you all soon, and I might see you in a padded cell up the road. You never know.